Guys, this is Christina for the Nerd of Godcast, and I'm here with your daily devotional. So, I was talking with some other moms lately, and the topic came up of, can I make myself into a morning person? Specifically, in the context of the eternal struggle to have consistent, uninterrupted time to study the Bible each day when you have multiple tiny humans inhabiting your house with you. Now, I've been blessed in my career with the opportunity to work every hour of the day and night. This career feature has led me to try just about everything you can to adjust your sleep schedule. And yes, I've tried that. That one too. So when my friend brought this subject up, I started gearing up all of my hard-earned advice and paused. I didn't give any of it. Because now that I'm at a place in my life where I have more control over my schedule and consequently my sleep, I realized that to me, waking up at dawn is like drinking unicorn blood. For those who haven't read or watched Harry Potter, unicorn blood is one of the things that the villain drinks to cheat death. But drinking it leads to a cursed half-existence as a consequence for defiling something pure. Say what you will about Harry Potter, but that's the most apt description I've ever seen of how I felt whenever I tried to change my sleep schedule. I can make myself go to bed early, I could wake up at 5 before everyone else in the house, but just could not seem to consistently spend time with God. When I did manage to sit down with my Bible, I would stare at the words like they were a foreign language while drinking far more coffee than was healthy, my mind reeling from the trauma of being awake before it was ready. I was there, but the time I spent with God was not quality. And every time, I felt like I blew it. Now, I'm finding that while my quiet time comes at the end of the day, it's the absolute most engaged in the Word than I have ever been. The push to fit in with the subculture of Christian women and wake before the sun was actually a barrier to my walk with Christ. Not conforming to that had led to growth in my faith. But it's hard to just go against what everyone else is doing, so I looked in my Bible for evidence, and do you know what I found? Nothing. I even asked my husband and a close family friend to look as well. Surely, if there are so many sermons, articles, and blogs on the subject, then I was the one who was wrong. Nope. Evidence of prayer, all times of day and night. The articles use the concept of first fruits offerings as justification because, of course, you should be using the first moments of your day to honor him, right? So I went on that proverbial fishing expedition, and Numbers 18:12 came back. I give you all the finest olive oil and all the finest new wine and grain they give the Lord as the first fruits of their harvest. Wait. So does this mean that first fruits aren't just the ordinal first fruit, but also the best? I felt like an idiot. You guys, I spent years trying to study first thing in the morning, like all the cool kids, like everyone told me to, in my quest to become the ideal Christian woman. When all God wanted was the best, most focused moments I had? Not my finest hour there, in more ways than one. So, midnight Bible study it is from now on, I guess. And just to be clear, if 5 a.m. works for you, do you. This is not meant to shame the early birds, although I will tell you that your perkiness first thing in the morning is a little scary sometimes. If anything, this is an encouragement to not take the way things are done in the Christian world at face value and not be afraid to do a little research if you're struggling or it just doesn't feel quite right. Because God made you the way you are for a reason, and He wants and needs you at your best. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, you can listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Christina from the Nerd of God Daily, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.